Hey everyone, welcome to A Rocky Start Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Argott. On A Rocky Start Podcast, I bring on guests from all around, entrepreneurs, professionals in many different aspects of life. If they have a rocky start, I want to hear about it. I want to talk to them about it to bring it to you guys. So we can all learn a little bit from this show. That is the goal. On A Rocky Start Podcast today, I am going to be doing a solo episode. And just going to be talking about a little run that I did today. I'm just going to dive right in. I did a run this morning, 5 a.m. For many of those out there who have kids, especially newborns, it is hard to make a lot of time during the day. I made one thing is I try to get out there early to get in a run or a workout. It doesn't always happen because of my schedule. My daytime job is a personal trainer. I do a lot of in-person and virtual training. So my hours can be really early, especially I have clients on the East Coast. I'm located in LA. So sometimes it's I'm starting at 4 a.m. my time. So that could be really early. Luckily, my days end pretty early. But even at the end of the days, workout is extremely hard. And I'm not just talking about running. I'm just talking about, in general, any kind of workout, anything that you're trying to do. Classes are more preferable sometimes because, look, for myself, I don't usually pay for classes. I have the knowledge and I know what I need to work on myself, fortunately, but a lot of people don't. So a lot of people need the accountability and the coaching. So, taking classes is definitely one day of motivation. I take classes sometimes, boxing classes, because it's super fun. It pushes me even harder and I want to get better all the time. We all have those different needs and focus. There's no shame. Sometimes I don't always have it. Sometimes I'm like, it's like, screw this. I can't go out there and work out. But one thing I really want to talk about was, and for like the topic of the show is, it's kind of staying away from less social media and screen time. And I mean more your cell phones. I'm not even talking about laptops. I'm just saying more of cell phones. And I'm just starting there cause it's a little easier to talk about. So today I went on a run. I didn't bring my phone with me. I did bring my watch. My watch was with me. My watch doesn't have any cell service or, anything like that. So it just, my watch, all it is doing is tracking my run this morning. And it was great not to bring my phone, no notifications. I'm not like checking on anything. I'm not playing any music. It's just me, the road, and that's it. And it was great. I love it. I felt grounded as a, this one guy told me that me and my girlfriend Nadine, we were back at we were in Central Coast in California about a year ago, maybe even longer now, but we were at this bar and this guy comes in. We're like, this guy sits next to us, he's pretty he looks pretty interesting. We're just talking about a story. He's like, yeah, I'm riding all the way up the coast of California, Pacific Coast Highway, going all the way up from Arizona. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to come back. I'm like, oh, that's cool, man. It's like, well, what do you do? And then he's like, I'll be right back. Goes to his motorcycle, grabs his jewelry. And we're like, oh God, what do we just do? Like, so he grabs this jewelry and he starts talking about, he's like, all this stuff is to ground us. It's like, in the jewelry, there's, I forget what it is, but it was through this crazy machine. And all this stuff grounds you. And he sells this jewelry for this most expensive, overpriced thing. You would think you're buying diamonds for what this thing is priced at, or for what like this ugly jewelry is priced at. It was like watches and necklaces and just not watches but bracelets and stuff like that. And he's like, this has this much God, I forget what he was calling it, not radioactivity, but he was saying that it had something in it anyways, but he kept talking about how being grounded, this will ground you and this will protect you from all the, electronic fields going on the planet and all this stuff. So, this is how I stay healthy and all this. So I'm like, okay, great. Let's get out of here before he tries to, kidnap us and take us out and bury us somewhere. But anyways, One thing that it really stuck for me from the conversation was definitely being grounded is a real thing. And I think, it's more psychologically grounded is how I'm trying to put it. And, Staying away from the cell phone is one way to get there. And I'm talking about, and not always, obviously we need our phones. There's a lot of stuff. We run our business from our phones. There's a lot of stuff that we do from it. But the one thing that I'm kind of talking about, and I made like a little blog article about was today, is a few ways to stay away from the phone in general. Is one is less screen time and mindless scrolling. You know, if you click on an app, social media is a big part of it, like Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, anything like that. Less of that. More walks and runs without your phone. Maybe a workout without your phone. You don't need it. You know, that those are the times, like, you know, when you go into the gym, if you're working out on your own, don't bring your phone. It slows your workout down. You don't need it. Less notifications. You can survive without that. Turn off a lot of notifications on apps that don't mean anything to you. I mean, it's one thing I went through this week is I went through a lot of my apps. I deleted a lot of them, especially ones that popped up with notifications that didn't matter. Lyft, Uber, a lot of those. I mean, obviously I kept those, but I turned off the notifications on them because, you know, again, I'm just using those as an example, but those don't matter. And plus, a lot of the time, the notifications that you get from sometimes people, like, one thing you got to ask yourself is, in that time, that notification that you got, did it mean anything? And is there anything that can it wait? If it can wait, then put it off till later. Get back. Like, so again, try to have less notifications. Turn off notifications on your laptop and watch. You know, you're getting notifications from your phone. You're getting from your watch, your iPad, your computer. And all this, and it's like, it's just so much. And sometimes it's the same notification. I mean, I have an Apple MacBook Pro, I have a iPhone, and I have an iWatch. Three notifications sometimes will roll right through. And if some people work with their iPads, like as far as like keeping notes or anything like that, that's four notifications you have coming in of the same thing. How overwhelming is that? Imagine you have three different channels coming in, bam, bam, like of text, of emails, something that you feel like it's so urgent to go after. So again, to get away from the urge of the notifications and maybe even the, I need to answer this email right now. Feel like sometimes that's something that I would go into is like, oh, I need to get to this email. It's like, no, you don't. Sometimes emails don't matter half the time. And then time limits on screen time and social media. Put time slots. This is going to be one thing that's hard for me to do because again, in between my time of work, sometimes I will go to social media or I will go in and I will go to, checking on news and sports, seeing what's happened in sports. I watch a lot of NBA, a lot of MLB and a lot of football. And I am, you know, I'm always looking for the new, like next news. I'm like, oh, you know, it's like the thing that we do. It's like, we need to know what's next. We need to get that instant gratification and things like that. So it's one thing I'm trying to not do. I was thinking about this a little while ago. I'm like, what did I used to do before my phone? Like before I got an iPhone, a smartphone, I used to have a flip phone in 2009. I was still as much of a big sports fan as I was then. Obviously the world moves a lot faster and there's a lot more news coming at you and you watch games and stuff on your phone. But like, even still, like, I'm like, how can I scale this back? What did I do back then? I'm like, well, I used to, you know, go on and watch SportsCenter or go on and watch PTI for an hour and I would get the update on everything like that. And I know that, you know, a lot of those stuff is a lot of like, you know, just talking about the same kind of headline. So, you know, there, you go to different websites and stuff like that and do some reading or kind of watch some clips, that they would have and that they'll put up on YouTube and everything like that. So, I'm trying to really find a sweet spot and limit that because like I do a lot of mindless scrolling through more sports than I find social media nowadays. I used to spend a lot of time on social media. Now I think it's kind of flip flop. I'm like, I'm going through sports, looking through like different channels of different teams and just kind of like reading what's going on between them. What are the rumors? And guess what? Sometimes half the time it doesn't really matter. So for me, I'm trying to spend a lot less time there and really trying to work on it. And this is something that I thought about today on the run that I just really wanted to do, put the phone away. Your days are a lot more efficient without it too. Most of the time, Again, I know a lot of people do a lot more work from their phones than I do, but you know, sometimes even still, think about where you cut this off, and I guarantee you'll save a lot of time and you'll feel a lot better. I definitely felt a lot better this morning by not looking at my phone any time before really 7 until I really actually had to go to work. Even then, I'm at work. I'm physically in the gym training my client. And from 7 to 8, 7 to 9, I wasn't really looking at my phone unless like it was, oh, what's our next exercise? Because I keep all the routine, all my plans in the phone. So again, less paper and all that. But yeah. It's one thing to do, and go out there, stay grounded. Not going to ramble on here anymore, but hope you guys all have a great day, and we'll be bringing you a comedian next week, and talking about her story and talking about her latest book. Stay tuned to that. Hope you guys all have a great day. Please don't forget to subscribe to the show. Leave me a rating and review. I will see you guys all next time.